Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Everything. I am your host, Kelsey motherfucking just turned 35, Dara. That's right. This is going to be a little bit of a short and sweet little smattering of an episode because it's your girl's birthday. It's your girl's 35th birthday. Ugh. I just turned 35. I'm not saying, I'm saying, oh my God, yay, I'm so excited. But like, how am I 35, you guys? I've been making internet videos since I was like 20. That's 15 years. I'm freaking out. Anyways, also if you hear the little gremlin on the side, Fred just ran into frame. That's why I was laughing so hard. Fred is our foster dog that we've had. And by we, I mean me, for the last month and change. And he is a little micro bully. And he had a, Fred, did you know you had a video go viral this weekend on the Talk app? You have like 3 million views on a video, brother. And you know what's so funny? It was like just a stupid throwaway video that I was literally like, oh, let me just make this before I go to bed. Because I feel like I haven't been doing a good enough job of posting about him, of like trying to help him get adopted. So he was just in my office with me the other night and I just like pulled him from the floor and was like, this is Fred. And he looked so funny, so goofy. And I think people were just enamored. Oh, big yawn by your little silly smushed face. You have a resting, you have the biggest frowny face I've ever seen in my life, Red. People keep saying you look like an old man in a baby's body. You're like Benjamin Buttoning. You're going backwards. And he has a little bit of zoomies right now, so he's playing bites with my fingies. But yes, if you want to adopt Fred, he is still available for adoption. And you can watch those videos I've been posting to get to know a little bit more about his personality. And it was so funny because every now and then you'll get one of your videos come across the tables of a celebrity, like a random celebrity will pop up in my comments every now and then. I'm like, oh, that's funny. My video made it into your For You page. We must be like 6 degrees of separation or whatever. And this week's weird random 6 degrees of celebrity separation was Nick Lachey. That's right. Perfect match host, but more importantly, 98 degrees baddest baddie. I mean, I don't even know the other ones. I couldn't even tell you what the other ones looked like. Nick was always that guy. He wore the wife beater. He had Jessica Simpson. I mean, he was that guy for a minute. And he's back with his wifey and hosting all them Netflix shows. And I think I had captioned the Fred video something like, is Fred your perfect match home or something? And he commented, BRB petitioning for Netflix to make a season of Perfect Match Dog Edition. Whether or not it was his intern or whatever, we were thrilled. Fred was so happy. I said, we are ready. Fred is ready. I mean, if I wasn't dating the athlete, I would be on every single one of those dating Netflix reality shows. Are you kidding me? Though I did just hear Traitors is casting regular civilians for Traitors US, and I am all over it. But yeah, that was very funny. We had a funny pop-up little viral video. Every now and then, they the dogs, they do pop off. Anyway, I had a birthday. That's my little housekeeping. Where's my housekeeping?
Don't.
There it is. Housekeeping. Had my birthday. And I was so not looking forward to it this year. I think y'all could tell in my voice. You could hear it in the episodes. And I didn't even like really post that much about it and like didn't do a whole bunch of nonsense on the socials just because I was just like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like a big one. And I didn't have any self-interest this year, which is crazy to say for a Leo. But as we learned from Maddie Murphy last week's episode, I need to be seen right now. It is Leo season and that is about being seen. So I'm trying to put myself out there a little bit more, be a little bit more excited. But my parents had come in town to have a layover before they went to Hawaii for my mother's birthday. Yes, they were stopping off pretending like they were coming to hang out with me, but they were really just here for a layover. And we went and had the most like crazy jam-packed day and change with each other. Like it was so much fun. They landed. We immediately went out to breakfast and my dad was like, so you're 35, huh? And I was like, yeah, can you believe it? And he's like, you gonna have kids or get married anytime soon? You're gonna be an old maid. That's right, folks. He used the term old maid, which just goes to show you how old my dad is. And then my mother and I proceeded to school him on the statistics of marriage in case he, my sweet, sweet father, who's just, he's a romantic at heart. Like my parents will have been together 40 years next year. And like, he is just such a soft, like still believes in love and like wants, you know, he sees a white picket fence dream for his kids. But I really thought he'd let go of that whole idea. So when he said that, like first thing he said when he got in the car with us, and I was like, what the fuck? And me and my mom were like, the fuck, excuse me? Like, where did that come from out of this morally liberal and loose man? Oh, so that was funny. I got to really do the run around with just where I'm at. And I said, excuse me, I am with a 28-year-old man right now. Do you think he has any intentions of settling down and having a kid and getting married? No. And is that something I even want? No. Fred, don't worry. I'm not yelling at you. You can keep chewing on my fingies. He's just like so very gently chewing on my fingies. It's very cute. I even put on little press-on nails for my birthday to celebrate their sparkles. You know, the one time I try to be a little bit femme is on the birthday. You know, I put on a tight dress, a little sparkly, a little doodad, a little heel. And so we went out to breakfast. Then we shopped and shopped and shopped. And then for my actual birthday dinner, we went to this insane restaurant, which I don't know how I've lived in Los Angeles as long as I have. And I've never heard of it or been to it, called Barton G's. I highly recommend if you want to have a miniature Vegas night out in West Hollywood. It's in like a completely unknown, unassuming box restaurant. Just looks like a regular old regular restaurant from the outside. But they're like gimmick, their little hook. And I saw this on TikTok. You can look it up too. Everything you order comes with the most insane visual presentation, and I don't mean that as like a Michelin starred chef. I mean like the bottom of a shoe presentation in like the most Vegas-y funny ass way. Like we got the ribeye and it came out on a lawnmower that made a like like they turned it on and then they let you look at it a whole bunch and then they leave it and you eat your food off of it and they turned off the little sound and we were like, what the fuck? We ordered the dessert. We had the Marie Antoinette, which was a 4 foot tall statue of cotton candy that was wrapped around a mannequin that looked like a drag queen's head that we ate from. What else did we have? We had the most insane shit. It's just all about the presentation there. The food is fine and dandy, but we had such a ball. It was really just an insane fever dream of a dinner. And yeah, it was a hoot. And then, you know, we came home. We tried to watch John Wick 4, but my parents fell asleep approximately 3 minutes into turning on a television, just like any parental does. And yeah, it felt very wholesome. I also, oh my God, this is breaking news. Housekeeping. I got a Labubu. I did it. I got one. And by I got one, I mean my boyfriend got me one for my birthday. And let me tell you, if you've got an addictive personality, if you're in those AAs or those NAs, or if you're in that addiction class of life, don't get a Labubu because I fucking get it. I get it. It's not about the actual Labubu. It's about the opening. It's about the gambling. It's about the thrill of seeking the heroin high that is opening those little cardboard monsters. I'll tell you what, I I had no idea I would get as childlike. I mean, yes, they're adult Beanie Babies, but I was genuinely like a nervous high, wondering what I was going to pull out, like what color. I was hoping for the secret. I got luck, for anyone who cares. And yes, I immediately was then looking up how to order a giant box set. And I went, whoa, 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 whoa. Slow your roll, Kels. Okay. You don't just dive right in and drink the whole fifth of whiskey. You got to have a shot first. Okay. Just because it tastes like licorice doesn't mean Jägerbomb won't fuck up your entire life and drain your bank account. It will. And that's what a Labubu will do if you don't watch out. This is coming from one addict girly to the next. Just, you know, limit your intake. Fred, you're really going after my fingies there. Does it taste like steak? What's happening? I hope you're enjoying. So I got a Labubu. My sister ordered me a giant chocolate cake that I will be eating all by myself this week. And the athlete also got me the newest Jordan 4 retro jean sneakers. Yeah, they're very cute. Catch them on the gram. I will be wearing them for every outfit from here on out. And let's see. My parents bought me a cute little jacket that we saw at the thrift store. And yeah, I just had an overall, I think I was just sad because I didn't want to plan anything because I knew my parents were going to be here and I didn't have the love of my life, the LOML, here. And I want to go visit him in Europe, but that's not financially feasible at this very moment. And I'm going to find a way to get out there, but I do miss him. And long dong distance, they sucks. It sucks. Oh my God. Speaking of, this is, you know what? I thought this episode was going to be quick. This is a lot of breaking news. I got a jade egg stuck up in my body. I got a jade egg stuck. I'm not even going to lie. I gooped too close to the sun. I thought because maybe it's been 10 years since the trend of putting jade eggs up your hoo-ha has gone, came and went. I thought I could outbest the egg. And let me tell you, I had a fucking crystal up my cooch for 2.5 hours today. Listen, I had a long day to myself today. It was a relaxation day. My parents left. I was, you know, getting over a sinus infection because, you know, I am me. And I thought, you know what? I think I'm finally going to try this thing and just like see what it's about. I think it's supposed to like, I don't know, work out your yoni muscles. It's supposed to align your fucking cunt. I don't know what it does actually. But it was nice and cold. I will say that's what kind of like got me into it was that it was so nice and cold. And I don't think you guys know how deep the cervix goes. Like I felt like this thing was in my butt. It went in and then dropped down because it's heavy. That thing is weighs. Okay. And it went inside me and I just felt it go thunk, like it hit a floor. And I was like, where is it? And y'all, I looked and this thing went where no diva cup had gone before. Okay. Like I had never reached to, I thought I was going to pull out a eighth wonder. I thought I was going to find the circle of hell. Like I was so far and truly learned a lot about my anatomy because I thought the thing was in my ass. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It looked like it was in my ass. I had to bear up. I had to bear down. I had to labor in. I had to labor out. I had to protest. I had to rest. I had to do so many things. And at one point I gave up and just started watching videos on my phone. I think I had like Googled how to get a jade egg out of your pussy. And then I got distracted. And then I was like, wait, oh my God, I have a crystal in my cooch. I gotta get it out. And the thing is like you can sit pretty comfortably and not feel it in there. You know, you can like do certain movements and lay certain ways and you're like, oh, there's a crystal in my cooch. But you can also just sit there and it just will be in there. And I wonder if people do that. But it wasn't until I read some advice that if you like sit on the toilet and pretend like you're going to turn your that's what finally got it out of me. Because I was doing all sorts of squatting positions. If any yogis are listening, I did like goddess squat. I did Supta Baddha Konasana. What's the one where? Yeah, no, I did do Supta Baddha Konasana. What's the one? Malasana. I did Malasana. Like I was doing all these crazy squats, but I think it actually but it had to exit more horizontally than I was expecting. It was a crazy afternoon. And like, of course, I had no one to talk to about it. I wasn't just going to be like texting the group chats or like, you know, updating people. So here I am now on my couch telling you guys. So anyway, just buy the ones with the strings attached. That's my lesson learned. Oh, Fred, did you hear that? Did you hear about how I got an egg stuck up my cooch? I felt like a chicken. I was a goddamn rooster for my birthday. That's what I did. That was a crazy day. Hey, did you guys watch that Taylor Swift interview? That was a good one, wasn't it? When we come back from this quick break, we're going to talk about that and a couple of things that I've been really enjoying and loving. BRB. That T-Swift interview. Okay. You've been listening for a while if you're here, and you know that I'm right down the middle about T-Swift in that I obviously love her music. Many of her albums have gotten me through crazy times in my life. But the overall representation of who she projects herself to be and the class she represents, that, like, yes, it would be amazing if she had more influence on certain parts of things in her, you know, whatever. But I can't also expect that person to want to do that with her. Like, they might not be interested in doing that with their life. Like, with great power does not come great responsibility, as we've seen with our president and the rest of the world, and gestures broadly to the rest of the world. But I really enjoyed watching that podcast interview, and I wasn't originally gonna watch it. I was like, girl, I ain't got 2 hours. I do. I do have 2 hours. But I started seeing clips on social media, and I was like, I feel like I've never seen her sit and talk for that amount of time, uninterrupted, edited lightly, yes, but I had never seen her just look that comfortable and free and just like herself in an interview before. So I said, you know what, let me put this thing up on my TV, let me eat my dinner, lay with the dogs. And we watched that 2 hour interview. And my highlights may not be everyone's favorite highlights, but truly, my highlights were, I loved how much physical touch Travis Kelce and her had. I thought his support of her, like, you can tell that she is so comfortable around him. And to hear all about these private little moments, I really enjoyed watching their body language and, like, watching her look at him and the way he looked at her. And I do think she is more in love with him, even though she pretends to be like the smart one and he's like the big dumb office football player. Like, I do think she is more into him. I don't know why. I just get that vibe. If you agree with me, let me know in the comments below. I might be starting some shit. I don't know. Fred, what do you think? Do you have anything to say? Very good. He agrees. Okay. So if you follow me on Goodreads, which if you don't, you absolutely should. I tried to transfer over to that other one that you guys told me, Storyworth. Is that what it's called? But it's very hard to figure out. Like, Goodreads is not any better, but I have a hard time navigating the story graph. Is that what it's called? I don't know. So I've been reading a lot lately, and I want to talk about some of my favorites that I have come across and some of my maybe you could skip it. So this is another little mini episode of our Scandalous Ferocious Feminist Book Club. That's right. Last time we did How to Date Men When You Hate Men. We did Come As You Are, and I think Boy Slut. So this week we're going to be talking about some fun ones. I read Open Wide by Jessica Gross. I rated this 4 stars, and the log line is as follows, and it also has a great cover photo. It is a provocative novel about intimacy, love, and consent following an increasingly obsessive radio host who tests boundaries she didn't know existed. Olive is desperate to get close to Theo, really, really close. She always struggled to connect with people, and now she's in her 30s, single, and so flustered by relationships that she secretly records her conversations, hoping to decipher social clues and find a way to be less alone. Then Theo comes into her life, and I'm not going to spoil it. He's as weird as Olive is, and he wants to get close. And she also wants to get close, like really close, like in his skin, if she could. And I think this is technically like a romantic thriller. It's 3.75 stars. It has 162 ratings, 100 reviews on Goodreads. It is mostly rated 4 stars. And I love insane women of literature. A crazy female protagonist. Sign me all the way up for a modern contemporary rom-com, romance-y, thrillery fiction. Like, this was definitely the kind of book I wanted to write. I want to write my novel like, where it's just weird, absurd, unbelievable, but you are believing it and you want to stick with it because you have to figure out what happens. And I gave it 4 stars. The only reason why I didn't get 5, and without being spoilery, is I would have liked a better explanation. I'll just say that. I won't say anymore because I don't want to spoil it, but I think it was such a fun, up-to-date of our times look at codependency, again, like intimacy, the power of consent in a relationship even. It had a lot of metaphorical alternative meanings. And I listened to the audiobook of this one. So I think if you like a weird, crazy fucking main character girly pop, this one is for you. If you've read it before, let me know what you think in the comments below. This next one I'm excited to tell you about because your girl, she got a library card. That's right. Library cards are free. $3.99, in case you didn't know, if they're at your county library. And I went over to our gorgeous West Hollywood Library in Los Angeles. It's a stunning building. I would go there and just like hang out. And I said, bitch, look at all these motherfucking books. They are bestsellers. They're brand new. They're adult. They're contemporary. They're fiction. They're nonfiction. Like, there were so many that you forget a library is up to date. Like, when I think of a library, I think of an old, dusty encyclopedia almanac-y place. But I forget that they are getting all the Barnes & Noble's bestsellers just as much as any other bookstore does. And so I said, let me just go on over there. And they had this book called 11% on one of the display shelves. And I said, ooh, this is a cool cover. It's very, like, crackled stone, dark with two snakes, a two-headed cobra on the front with big pink writing that says 11%, and a woman laying underneath it. Looked like a Renaissance woman. And the author's name, I hope I pronounce this right, is Maren Uthog. And it is a, oh gosh, I want to get this right. Is it a Danish book? I think it's Danish. I'm going to go with Danish. And I said, let me read this log line to y'all, and y'all are going to hear exactly why I snatch it up. An inverse The Handmaid's Tale asks, what if women took over the world? It is the new time. But what's interesting about this new time in this book is that it's actually kind of like post-apocalyptic in that, not post-apocalyptic, it is like post, clearly an apocalypse of some sort. So they've basically restarted the world. And when they restarted, though, only 11% of the population left are men, and they are kept in scientific spas, as they call them, by women. And you follow around these, it's like a 4-story POV. One woman is a witch, because those exist. One is a priestess, a high priestess, bringing in that like religious aspect. One is a, how do I explain what she is? She is, I don't want to give anything away. There's two other women, and you'll figure it out. And the men are kept at these spas. And basically, if you want to procreate, which you that they are, you have to go make an appointment with one of these men at the spas. You bone them. They get put back up in their cages. And then if you have a boy, it goes to the scientific center, and the women don't want them anyway because they're like, men are out of control. They ruin the world. They're the reason why the world went down the first time. So I had a joyous time flying through this one. I read this one in hardcover, and I would have loved to listen to it on audiobook, but it is a translation, again, from a Danish book. So I don't know how different it would be from the original. And I thought it was just such a, again, fucking weird, fun, chaotic, thrillery, anticipatory work of art. And flew through it, I think, in 3 days. And, ow, Fred, damn, girl. Highly recommend. Could totally see this being made into a movie. And it's very provocative. They be doing some weird shit in this one. And I fucking ate it up. Again, if you don't like those books that kind of give you an uneasy feeling a little bit after you read them, you're like, oh, I gotta like, whew, I gotta like get, take a walk for a second. Just like get my head back on straight. This one's like just a little bit beneath that. You know, you won't walk away with a tummy ache, but you'll definitely be like, well, this is a fucking journey. So that is The 11% by Marin Uthog. And finally, I'm going to tell you the one that I was a little bit, dare I say, disappointed by. This one is one of my higher rated, that this was on my 4-star and above list. It is rated 4.23 out of 5 stars, over 1 million ratings. And that's why I was like, this has to be fantastic. Over 100,000 reviews. It is called Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine. I gave it 2 stars, which I was so sad to say. This is the log line. No one's ever told Eleanor that life should be better than fine. Meet Eleanor Oliphant. She struggles with appropriate social skills. I'm just realizing a trend of all the books I've read recently. And tends to say exactly what she's thinking. Very like spectrum coded. Nothing is missing in her carefully timetabled life of avoiding social interactions where weekends are punctuated by frozen pizza, vodka, and phone chats with mummy. But everything changes when Eleanor meets Raymond, the bumbling and deeply unhygienic IT guy from her office. When she and Raymond together save Sammy, an elderly gentleman who has fallen on the sidewalk, the three become the kind of friends who rescue one another from the lives of isolation they have each been living. And it is Raymond's big heart that will ultimately help Eleanor find a way to repair her own profoundly damaged one, soon to be a major motion picture. This is why I also wanted to read it. Produced by none other than the Reese Witherspoon, Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine as a smart, warm, and uplifting story about an out-of-the-ordinary heroine whose deadpan weirdness and unconscious wit makes for an irresistible journey as she realizes the only way to survive is to open your heart. Like, sounds like a fun time, right? I didn't get it. I didn't get it, and I kept waiting to get it. I listened to this one on audiobook. Maybe that had an effect on me. Really, truly, the main character, as much as I love, like a weird, kooky, like she didn't do it for me. The storylines didn't do it for me. The romance didn't do it for me. The twist didn't surprise me whatsoever. Called that shit from the jump. I was underwhelmed. And it was such a bummer because 4.23 stars. Do I have bad taste? Don't answer that. I know I do. I don't need to be told by internet strangers. I know it. But yeah, I wish I could understand what everybody else saw in this one. If you've read it, write a comment below. Let me know what you liked about it. What am I missing? Do I need to go back and like read this on paperback or something? It just wasn't for me. It didn't tittle my fancy. It didn't diddle my doodad. It didn't jade my egg. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Well, that's it. That's this week. Did this go by fast? Was this a quick episode? I hope you enjoyed this week's crazy female protagonist thriller, spicy, salacious book club. I hope you had a fantabulous weekend of my birthday week, no big deal. And a fellow Leo season celebrator, we should all be seen right now. Don't forget to be seen. And by being seen, you know what really help is if you left 5 stars on our iTunes or Spotify rating, because that's how your girl gets seen. It helps the podcast a lot. It really does. If you're not going to leave 5 stars, please don't rate it at all because I am sensitive. Speaking of merchandise, you can get the Don't Talk to Me Till I've Had My Lexapro Laced Ice Coffee merch, sweatshirts and t-shirts at freddytylerpaul.com. Go to the apparel section under Kelsey Club and you can see our very cute soft sweatshirts and sweaters. Thanks for letting me rant and gab with y'all confidants. I truly love it. It's the best way to end my week. And until next time, ta-ta.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.